Lumo Energy's ultimate power draw is giving away thousands in electricity credits. Switch to win. Entries close July 31. Big residential customers only. T&Cs apply. 101. This
is the Fox. Now, can we talk about yesterday, Feb? You've walked in here.
Yeah, I'm sore, Boxy.
You're as sore, you're stiff as a board. You've lost your neck. What's wrong with your shoulders?
Shoulders have tightened up.
Small. I've lost my neck. No, last night, Boxy, I started playing a bit of COD about 2 o'clock. I haven't played for a while. Mm-hmm. So I was on and I thought to myself, I have a nice glass of red. So I sat down, played COD, had some red, prepped dinner. And I went to my WhatsApp group, one of the WhatsApp groups I have. And there's a guy by the name of Andrew Bassett, who is a St. Kilda president, owns Seek. Rich man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a St. Kilda football president.
Which WhatsApp group's in here? Not the Carlton one?
No, just another one.
Big dog CEOs.
Just a big dog, you know, the rich people of Melbourne. It's just a big dog sort of...
Billionaires plus Fev.
And he said, this is the message, hey boys... Any tennis players out there need one more for tonight? Just lost someone. I'm a bottle in.
I would have said, get on Seek, mate.
And you're not a tennis player.
Get on Seek. Save the gags to the end, bro. That's a good out. I don't need to go anymore. That was funny. And I go, I am S-H-I-T, but happy to play, bottle of red in, elite backhand. Taking the piss. That's a take the piss message back.
Yeah,
drinking
right, okay. Yeah. Yep.
So I just thought, ha, ha, ha. He wrote back. Good enough for me. I'll send you a text. So I'm cooking dinner going, oh, no.
You're playing tennis.
And I go, Alex, I think I've got to play tennis. I can't play. I don't feel good. How am I going to get there to start off with? Anyway, I don't have any kit. Jamara, I need some shorts. I wore his shoes. He's got these Nike tennis shoes. Anyway, he sends me a message. I rock up to his house, beautiful house, and in walks Aaron Hamill. I played footy with.
Former
St. Kilda player. Carlton. He's now a coach at the St. Kilda Footy Club. And I'm standing there and I'm warming up and I'm like, oh God, I'm feeling a bit sore. And mate, the doors open and it was Eric Banner. Big Hollywood superstar. Mate, Dirty John. And so we played tennis and don't worry, there's a bit of dirty
you
Eric.
You played with Eric
with Sammy first and we won, whatever. I was elite. I don't know what happened. I think it might have been the wine, but I was hitting back. I thought I was Federer. And then we mixed them up because we won easy. So I went with Andrew.
Yeah.
So me and Andrew, and then we beat him again and he was serving.
Who was Sammy, sorry?
Aaron Hamill.
Oh, you called him Sammy. Got it.
Sammy, because he looks like Sam Newman.
Yeah, got it.
So that was his nickname, Sammy. So I was whipping, like Eric Banner was serving these lollipops to me and I was whipping them straight back with his behind him. And he was getting dirty, Eric. Don't worry about that. Oh, Dirty John was getting angry. But anyway, it was good fun. And we sat down afterwards, had a cheese board, and we had a nice bottle of Penfolds.
Did you beat Eric Banner or did he beat you?
Well, it's not about who won. Yeah, I won. It's not about who won, but we sat down. We spoke about vaccines. I said we had ScoMo on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We had a good little chat.
Did you talk about Black Hawk Down?
Well, I actually said now I've played tennis just to prep for you, when you play me in my movie.
Right, yeah, because you've been pitching
He's been pitching it
to him whenever he comes on the show.
Pitched it to him.
But he'd be older than you, wouldn't he? Banner's got to be 50.
Yeah, he's over 50.
He's over 50?
Yeah.
And he's going to play a young 21-year-old Brendan Favola.
Have you seen Eric Banner? He looks amazing.
Yeah, there's not enough moisturizer to make him look like a 21-year-old Fev kicking snags.
he said no.
He's just not interested.
I don't think he's interested at all.
Really? That's a shame. Did you feel the mojo? Like, are your mates? Did you swap numbers?
Mate, you know when you meet someone and you play with them and you do whatever, when you go in for like a handshake and a cuddle?
Yeah.
That's like, we're on. Gave me one of them.
You got that. But did you get his number?
He's not going to ask for his number straight away. God, geez, you're forward.
Well, now you're going to have to play a lot of tennis,
My
though.
My gut instinct
How are you
told me.
Build the friendship?
I said at the end, because I played really well, I was probably the best player of the day. I said, I got the encouragement award as I walked out because they were going to open another bottle of red. So I played because it was 9:30. I was past my bedtime.
Yeah.
I said, no, guys, I've got to go. I've got to get to work in the morning. And I said, if you ever need another fill-in, guys, I'm happy to play. And they go, we'll hit you up. Don't worry about that.
Do you know who dropped out?
No, I don't. I don't know who dropped out. I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I was the replacement. But anyway, playing with Eric Banner.
Yeah.
What a legend. Mate, I was in awe.
You should be. I mean, you've
but
been telling...
I think he felt the same being at the other end.
Of Brendan Favola. I mean, people do... You do have that impact on people. I've seen it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
What?
Nothing.
Well, you, no one guessed it. I'll tell you who guessed it, which is quite annoying.
Who guessed it?
I'll have one guess. Who guessed
it? Leon. No.
Alex, your wife.
No, she knew.
You told me. You came home, Fev.
Amanda.
I had a few reads.
Sends me a message going, ha, Eric Banner. Get him on the show. Ha, ha, ha.
How did she know?
I got no idea.
She's following you.
Yeah. Stalker.
101.9 The Fox.
And we have a big morning because back in the studio, not on the phone, he's in Melbourne and he's in the Fox studios, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Welcome back.
The big dog.
Well, it's great to be here. It's great to be here with you guys in person back in Melbourne.
I know. Now, you know it is an FM breakfast radio show, so it might not surprise you to know that for wonderful big guests like yourself, we do prepare jingles. It might not be a jingle you're used to, but please enjoy.
He's the Prime Minister, Australia's leader. He's here on the show. Let's all say hello to ScoMo, the PM ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo. ScoMo.
You can have that.
Well, we'll start question time that way every day.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Tune.
You can call it in. For okay.
What are the subwoofers like in Parliament House?
You'd have to ask Josh.
Now, Mr. Speaker, I've got something for you.
Yes.
Play the jingle. Perfect.
Now, there's things that I want to talk about, we'll talk politics first and then we'll get to some fun things. But because yesterday you did announce that maybe we will need passports to get to go into state, a vaccine passport, which I think is a great initiative because surely that is the future. If we're going to travel anywhere, we're going to have to prove that we've been vaccinated.
Yeah, look, we've got a long way to go to work these sort of details out. And at some time, I think, before we get there, and we'll work closely with James Molino here and Dan when he's back and all the other premiers because it's got to be done in partnership with them. But the point is here, we're working and planning for that time when we can open up more. Right now, it's not safe to do that. Right now, we're working on the vaccination. I've got to say, here in Victoria, the vaccination program, state government, we're working really well with them. They're actually leading the field in terms of vaccinations here at present. And they've got another big centre opening today, I understand, and that's great to see. But, you know, we want to get to those next steps, but we'll only do it when it's safe. We've come so far in the last 18 months. Australia, we're living like nowhere else in the world at the moment. We've got everyone back. Well, there's more jobs now than there was before the pandemic hit us, particularly we're just chatting before in the building industry and the residential industry. Mm. We've got different problems there, getting timber and getting workers. So that's all great, but we can't put it at risk. So we'll plan for the next steps and we'll implement them when they're ready. But getting vaccinated, and that meaning that, you know, you're not subject to lockdowns that are done at a state level, I think it'd be well received, but we've just got to work it through with the team.
Mate, you're a man who's well-travelled. You'd be platinum everywhere on air flights. Now, you're travelling to New Zealand. You haven't been overseas. Are you a bit worried about going there or you're all sweet?
Oh, well, we've got the bubble with the Kiwis.
Yeah.
And we opened up to them 6 months before they did to us.
Yeah.
So it is good that we can have that discussion there with Jacinda next week, I think it is. And looking forward to that. There's a bit to talk about, but they've done well as well, so we can swap notes on all those things.
When do you reckon we can go somewhere? Not that we want to.
Get New Zealand tomorrow.
No, but I'm talking, say, Bali, or you want to go to America. Or...
I can't see that soon. The next place we're talking to is Singapore.
Yeah, beautiful.
But they're going back into lockdown at the moment. So that just reminds us that, you know, we can plan for these things. We can get ready for these things. But the pandemic and the virus has a way of setting its own rules. And we've got to be responsive to that. So I know people sort of want to know what's going to happen 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now. But the virus is, you know, it sets those rules. And we've just got to make the decisions and prepare for doing different things when we can.
The New York mayor is offering Shake Shack fries and a burger when you get your vaccine. Will we see an Aussie version of that, like a Pfizer and a frothy?
A VB and a, VB and a pie?
Look, I think today two-thirds of people saying they're happy to get the vaccine. And so there's plenty of room for them to come and get it, particularly if you're over 50 right now. You can go to your GP and so these other clinics opening up. So there's plenty of Australians who are happy to go and do it. So let's get them vaccinated and then we'll keep chatting to those and encouraging those who have yet still got some reservations. And that's fair enough. You know, it's not compulsory, so we'll have that chat with them. But for now, If you're part of those two thirds who say they're happy to go and get it done, you're over 50, make your booking. You don't need, you don't need a shake of fries or anything else.
Now, Prime Minister, it may seem like we've got a vested interest in the travel and the interstate travel, because we have a little function coming up in 2 weeks and we've got to get to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been out for about a decade. I've got a 1 year old and an 8 year old.
Like,
so
what?
I've been pregnant and having.
Are you going to come back?
What would you like?
Oh, imagine. Can you start a new life?
That's the question.
That's the point, really.
Well,
I know.
That's the reason we got you in, ScoMo. Yeah. Bro, we need immunity in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
June 3rd, Fifi, Fev and Nick, immunity.
Yeah, well, look, I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right. I think what we're seeing from the premiers this year is different to last year. I think the systems are much better.
I'm not talking about vaccines. I'm talking about just in case we get in trouble.
What happens when the Gold Coast stays in the Gold Coast?
We want full immunity from everything.
Could you speak to Anastasia? And
can't help you there, mate. I can't help you there.
Did you ever? Have you ever, even in your youth, in your uni days, had holidays to the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Can you recommend anywhere we could go? Any bars? Any restaurants?
Well, no, that's not what I was doing up there, but.
Ratuli.
Yeah, no. Actually, Jenny and I, we were quite young. We went up there. It was the time, you know, when you used to go away with your girlfriend's parents at summer. And we went up there and we stayed at a little place up there as a family. We had a lot of great time. But, you know, Gold Coast has been a huge beneficiary from those half-price tickets we put in place.
Yes.
Those 800,000 tickets, they've made a huge difference. I think like 50,000 of them, at least when I was up in Cairns, it would be more than that now, went there. About 50,000 were up to the Northern Territory. So all those places were that bit further away. But you make a good point about what we need to make sure is that when people go and book their travel, they've got to be sure they can come home.
Yes.
I know that Victorians feel a bit unsure about that, and so we need to keep working on that here with the Victorian State Government. I think people are getting more confident, but as we get more confident, we can't get complacent either. So you've got to get the two right. Otherwise, you can find just that the virus will come and take us out.
It's not a bad place to get stuck, though, Queensland. It'd be a bit different if it was Adelaide.
Yeah. I got stuck in Cairns one day with the plane breakdown. And
oh, really?
I was devastated.
Poor Douglas.
I was totally devastated.
Get a
just
nice
quickly
pad.
Before you go.
I want to ask you about the Olympics.
I know, but just before that, though. So we, I don't think we're going to have time for it, Fev, at this point. But just really quickly.
No one cares about it.
Prime Minister, we would ask you to come with us, but we know you've got a lot on. Is there a cocktail of choice we could have in your absence? What would be your number one drink that we could have on the night to celebrate you maybe being there in
loves a frothy. Loves a frothy.
Well, a cocktail.
Jen tends to have the cocktails more than I do, and she doesn't mind a mojito.
There we go.
A few years ago, we used to call them the Sco mojitos, so you can have one of those.
Oh, Sco mojito.
He's even nicknamed his own drink.
Thank
How
you.
How crazy.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thanks
nice
a lot, guys.
Seeing you in here.
Good to be here.
1019 The Fox.
You know that everyone talks about a gut instinct. And I want to bring it up because I don't really have a good one. I don't trust my gut. No, it's just ordinary, very
Follow
ordinary gut. Well, I feel like in the past, maybe my gut has told me, but I just play on.
Do you have tattoos?
No.
See, me either, because I don't trust my gut instinct. I think that's a great idea. And I go, give it a few months and think again.
Well,
and I think
2 weeks' time, you're both going to have tattoos.
Oh, at Fifi, at Boxy's big night. We'll see. But I was reading a story yesterday. A woman has urged everybody to trust their gut because she was saying she was at her sister's wedding and there was a woman there that was acting suspiciously and she just looked at this woman and said, "No, there's something up there." And then she found out that that woman was having an affair with her sister's now husband. So it was like her gut knew, just looked at this woman and the way she was behaving and went, "No, something not right here." And her sister obviously went through with the wedding and she's wishing she trusted her gut and went, "No, there's something up there." Do you, I mean, Fev, do you have a gut that you know?
I just follow my head. Gets me in a lot of trouble.
Do you think it's your head you're following?
Or you're, it's the gut instinct.
I just go bang.
I
don't think about anything.
Yeah, maybe that's
I act.
Maybe that's it.
And then think later. Ooh, my gut tells me that I did something wrong.
Or the newspaper,
I'm very different.
The Herald Sun, one or the other.
I think we've established I'm very different. Like I don't feel anything until I read, ooh, I think I stuffed up.
See?
So you've got to read an article about yourself.
Yeah, man.
No, oh, bad news.
Front page
of
the paper.
Alex, that does not look good.
You're right.
Well, only when it's stuffed up.
We are going to open the phone lines, 13 10 60. I want to talk about your gut instinct and when you followed it, when you should have followed it, how do you connect to it?
Have you ever gotten it wrong, Boxy?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot. And my gut, and I'll talk about relationships because I, with one ex-partner, my gut was telling me he was up to no good. And I would even find the evidence. I think I've told you these stories. You know, no. I would find text messages in his phone.
But you still went anyway.
But then he would explain. He'd explain it. He'd go, "Oh, no," like he would. I would read a text message that would be inviting a girl over to his apartment the night before.
Then your thought was, I've got a sneaking suspicion.
Like it was blatant. It would be, yeah. "I've left the key under the mat." Or the door will be open, let yourself in.
Oh, that was meant for you, Fee. Whoops.
No, and then he'd cry and he'd go, "It's just that part of me that's still like playing and I don't want to." And I'd go, "Okay."
So he'd even admit to cheating and you'd go,
"Something's not quite right." Never went through with it. And then I'd find,
"Oh." So just the girl turned up and he went, "Get out of here. Yeah. What are you doing?" Yeah.
But my gut
says,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Actually, my mum's been better with gut. Even my first boyfriend, I remember when he was breaking up with me at the time. I was like 18 and I didn't see it coming. And mum was like, "I think he's met someone else." No, he couldn't because he loves me.
Yeah. Like, I think your mum has that with every relationship.
She'll end them. She's ended most of them. she decided then to probably get involved because I have no gut. I don't know. I'm bad at that. I'd love to hear from people, though, that have.
It's because you think the best of people. That's why.
Yeah, you hope to.
That's a good quality.
Yes, you do. Or then what happens is you then don't trust anybody.
Mm.
And that's where you can
end up.
That's
how I roll. Oh, you know, much better. Yeah,
you can't treat everyone like that, though.
Oh, we have met a few wolves. You start to get a little bit cautious, I think, and that's probably the right thing to do.
Ow!
Or footy teams. I mean, Lisa from Taylor's Hill. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Lisa, have you got a gut instinct? Have you followed it? What happened?
Yeah, I followed my gut instinct. I had a small lump on the side of my neck leading up to my wedding, and doctors kept telling me, "It's just a fatty deposit, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing." And my body and my gut kept going, "No, you need to investigate." Turns out, after 6 doctors and me following my gut, I had stage 2 cancer.
Oh, wow. Lisa, good on you. Oh,
thank you.
And now you're in remission, obviously.
Yeah, 14, I think it's 14 or 15 years this year, so hitting
congrats.
The big numbers.
Oh, bang.
And thank you.
Lisa, do you go back to those first 5 doctors with a receipt? You go, "I need that cash back." You're so wrong.
No, I did actually run into one while I was going through chemo, and he's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "You're an idiot. I had cancer." And he goes, "Oh, my bad."
Oh, my bad.
I don't want a doctor saying
my
bad.
Do you know what I love though, Lisa? You've shared that this morning, and maybe that'll reach somebody who is thinking twice, going, "Maybe I'll go and get a second opinion." Second opinions, wonderful things. In Lisa's case, 8th opinions are really important too. So well done trusting that gut, Lisa.
Mate, I've got this lump on my arm. Everyone always whinge about that lump. I always say it's itchy. You know that lump? I always say to you, "Look at that. It's itchy. What
never
is that?"
Never heard you say that.
What are you talking about? You don't listen to anything I
say. I do listen to you. I've never heard
about that. I've got this lump on my arm and I went and saw Dr. Colin Leong, my doctor, and he said it's nothing. And I saw another doctor and he said it's nothing. But now after Lisa.
You want to go and have it looked at?
It's a massive lump in my arm. Shouldn't be there.
Might be a ganglion.
Might be just a big bicep bruzz.
Bit of a tear from doing too many dumbbells.
Well, maybe you should get that looked at then.
Too many curls.
That's made me.
I'll have a feel. Kelly from Pakenham. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Kelly. Did you trust your gut?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
Oh, no, but your gut was talking to you?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
I was casually dating someone from work. And it was very, very casual. My gut told me it was bad news. I ignored it. I ended up getting pregnant. And then after I found out I was pregnant, I found out he was engaged to someone that I worked with as well.
Oh, Kelly. Wow.
Kelly.
Where do you work?
Um, I probably shouldn't say that. Yeah, I don't want to be there anymore.
Don't do that.
It's a bit going on in that
Kelly,
workplace.
But your gut, so let's go back to that feeling. So something just was not right, but you didn't want to listen to it. Because what if your gut's wrong? I have had that similarly, Kelly.
You live and learn. You just, mate, you never go with it. Just have a crack. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, look, if I trusted my gut instinct, I wouldn't have my daughter.
Baby, there bang, there's a win. You got a kid.
Great point.
Beautiful.
That's very good.
And then you wouldn't have stories to tell Boxy on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
never go with
it.
Your gut.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are having a big one.
I was fun. I was party fun. Fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show.
Woo.
The biggest party of the night. Your host. It's Boxy's big night out.
It's been nearly 10 years of being pregnant, having babies, being stuck at home.
Looking after them.
Looking after kids and not going out. I have not had a big night since about 2011.
What's changed?
Yeah, 2012 I was pregnant. And then it's just, I've just lost my mojo. And I want my mojo back. So we are going to party from 6 p.m. on a Thursday evening.
To 6 a.m.
Till 6 a.m. We're going to rock up to the radio. So 2 weeks, in 2.5 weeks, we'll be here in the studio on the Gold Coast,
and
though.
I'm tipping it's only going to be a one-night affair, too. So this could be it for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm tipping after we finish with you, you ain't going to want to do it again.
No, ever. That's going to hurt me.
Oh, 100%.
And then I was even thinking, see, it's a, how are you going to keep me awake? Because I really get tired.
Caffeine.
Like, I love sleep.
We'll get you that. A
espresso
of Red Bulls,
martinis.
Espresso martinis.
But I'm worried I'm going to...
Just having a good time.
I'm worried I'm going to fall asleep, though.
But I've showed you,
and then
you
wake... But if I do
the
fall asleep...
The bedroom lounge.
No, I've
Night
heard about...
Club.
Yeah, but then I heard a bit more about that.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in that, those beds. No, thank you. No, but you know, sometimes you can be, like, I feel like I've got a memory of being somewhere and falling asleep in, like, a cubicle, like, you know, on what are those Happy Days things? You know, the...
Happy Days. Cubicle Happy Days, lounge bed, what?
No, what do you call the seats in the wall? You know, like they...
Oh, I'm not sure.
Fonzie and
what's wrong
like
with you?
Like a little capsule.
You need to go out now.
Have you been out? Did you just do an all-nighter for practice and come straight in here?
101.9 The Fox.
You're doing charades and using words.
Booth. Wow. God.
Charades
just
plus words.
We've got a booth. We've got a booth in the nightclub. We can lock it off with a couple of champagne.
I've in a booth in the past.
Oh,
yeah,
because there's nothing worse than waking up. In fact, I remember I was on a radio show and we took a call from former Hawthorn great Dermot Brereton who fell asleep in a nightclub toilet.
Yeah. I've fallen asleep in a nightclub
He woke up at like the Chevron in the toilet stall and he'd been locked in for the night, like the cleaners had left
him
in.
I've got a few mates that have done that. No, I remember Boxy, I think you've heard this story before, but we went to the Greek Islands, Nick, in 2000. It was the Olympics. Yeah. We watched Kathy Freeman in a Greece pub in a bar, win the 400 metres. And I went out one of those nights, big night, because a footy trip, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what we're going to be doing with you. It's a footy trip. It's a mid-season trip for us.
Okay.
I woke up with another player and some friends on a different island. Didn't know I was there.
So you woke up and you weren't...
We caught a boat, apparently, and we went to a different island and I woke up and I said to the people... I said,
where am I?
How do we get home? Did we get a taxi? And they said, we're on a different island. What? I had no idea.
Wow.
That's what's coming for you, Boxy. We could wake up in Sydney.
I'd a mate.
We could be anywhere.
I'd a mate that had a big night out in Melbourne and woke up lying in between two big things of two baker's trolleys full of hot bread. Like 4 a.m. He's just woken up tucked up in between those two to sort of have a little lie down in between all the hot bread.
A bakery.
Yeah, it smelled
nice. I woke up once after a big night on New Year's Eve in a watch house in police, in jail.
Well, let's not go there. I'll make sure you don't end up there.
No, that's our goal.
131060, I'm interested to hear from everybody else. Where did you wake up? Where have you woken up after a big night? These are
Where
fun
have you
stories.
Woken up, Josiah?
You know what? I'm actually responsible.
You got nervous.
Oh, boo.
You're not coming.
Michael in Sunshine West. Michael, where did you wake up?
Well, this will be a funny story. This goes back in 2008 when I was about 20. I was a bit tired at Bridie Rollies, Brunswick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good joint.
Just sat on the couch, felt a bit tired, fell asleep under the table and got woken up by a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
So nobody thought to get you up.
I scared the bejeevers out of the cleaner and the manager, and they told me to get out.
Just curled up under a table. That's nice. I fell asleep outside a pub I worked at in Williamstown. Yeah, I had a bit too much
to drink. Yeah, I've fallen asleep in gardens and outside pubs.
So do you walk outside and then go, I'll just have a quick...
Well, you don't. I don't know. You usually fall. And then you wake up and you go, oh, God, I better get in a cab.
First step, let's leave. Second step, I'm tired. Third step, let's lie down here. It's not thought out.
Anita in Geelong. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
Hello, Anita. Where did you wake up?
Hi, Mari.
Oh, my goodness. I woke up on a big night out with the girls. I thought I was walking on my way home. But I actually woke up next to the river and had a sore ankle.
Oh, wow. Anita, that could have gone very badly. You could have fallen into the river.
I know, right?
Big night at Lammy's?
No, it was actually Home House.
Oh, God, that place. That rocks that place.
Does it? Home House.
It's open till like 5 in the morning. Is it 6 in the morning, maybe?
6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
I've walked out of there at 6 in the morning.
Really?
Anita's the modern day waltzing Matilda. You know, just camped down by the billabong.
Hey, congrats, Anita. We're going to put you on the standby list to come along to Boxy's Big Night Out.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I love that. What's the river up there?
We'll put Michael on as well on the standby list.
Up in the Gold Coast.
Oh, they're all canals, aren't they?
Watch out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Bull sharks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Boxy's Big Night. Big night. I can't say it. I give up.
Have you had a big night?
Yeah, I have. I'm still going from yesterday.
Boxy's Big Night.
Fev and I have been going since yesterday. No, I was going to say 8:30 this morning, we're going to give away our next trip.
Yes, because we're taking you guys with us, Melbourne. You're coming to the Goldie.
Boxy's Big Night.
Yeah. Fifi,
Fev and Nick. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And for energy that's a great deal better, switch to Australian-owned Lumo today. 101.9